All right. Well, today on Too Raw, Too Real Tuesday, we're gonna be talking about memory lane, and yeah. But first, I gotta find where the fuck did I put my coffee? God damn it!
Let's go.
Right, well, I didn't find my coffee, but I found some water. Drink more water, they say. I don't know. Fuck what they say. What's going on, man? How you guys doing? Today is the day after yesterday. Today's election day. I don't really give a fuck what you do. Holy shit, Poots just went 100 miles an hour past me.
Meow, meow.
You weirdo. What are you doing, Chunky Boo? She's walking around talking poots today. Well, we are talking on fucking HDL too, man. I'm just going to kind of go into some cool memories, man. I know that Too Raw, Too Real has been kind of somber lately. And I don't want to paint this picture that my whole life was this fucking dystopian hardship, right? Remember yesterday I was talking about that aberration in life. And part of that aberration too is the fact that, you know, there's some good shit in there too, and some of these memory lanes were pretty fucking kind of funny. I don't know. I was thinking back when I was a little man, like little man, like you know, young enough to where you don't even remember what the fuck you were wearing. You know what I'm saying? And some people's memory doesn't go back that far, and I have incredible long term memory, but my short term memory, as some of you might be aware by now, it's fucking horrible. I mean, it is horrible. I swear to God, man, if my balls weren't attached, I'd probably flush them down the toilet and forget. That's pretty savage, I know. But yeah, as a young man, you know, I knew where we lived. We lived in Palm Springs, California. And for people that geographically have no fucking clue what I'm talking about or where I'm talking about, if you know where Los Angeles is on a map, it's in California. If you go over the mountains and down, there's a valley, and it's a desert, okay? There's no other way to put it. It's a fucking desert. There ain't shit there but manicured golf courses for rich people and a rather large fucking trailer park. And that's where we used to live. This is early 80s, you know, so I'm sure the whole climate and landscape there's probably probably changed, you know, but I don't know. I haven't been there since we went over the mountain, but I remember a lot of weird shit, man. It's weird. We lived on a trailer that was on like this cul-de-sac, right? And I know that as we turned into the cul-de-sac, we were on the back right. And we had the strangest trailer to my memory because we used to have this big yucca tree. And I mean, this fucking thing was just huge. And it was on the left side of the driver or of the driveway. And I used to mess, was that a yucca tree? I think it was a eucalyptus tree. Right? I used to mess with the eucalyptus trees and I used to smell like eucalyptus, like constantly. I used to fuck with the leaves. And I remember getting scolded because I would try to eat them and shit. Like, nah, for real, though. I mean, I remember they, like, I would get my hands slapped because I'd be like, I don't know, it smells good. Maybe it tastes good, you know? Shit. We had this strange trailer, though, man. And we really did. And it had a deck, the front door, and this big, large front door that I swear to God, maybe it was because I was younger, but I mean, even thinking back now, I swear to God, floor to ceiling, this big wooden door, huge. And maybe it was just because I was, you know, so small, but it in my memory just seems so fucking huge, like a castle, kind of door. Maybe that's my imagination, you know, that childhood imagination that we somehow lose when we become adults. But it was crazy. It was crazy. Because on both sides of this porch, this walk out of this door, there's no fucking railings. And I loved it. I loved the fact that there were no railings on this son of a... Because I would take my little trike and I would haul ass, you know, before I could pedal. Like, this is literally like I'm learning to walk type phase. And I remember I would ride that thing all over. And from what my parents had told me, that I would that I would align myself to the steps. And I don't remember this part, but I would align myself to the steps and I would fucking send it off the three steps and I would just eat shit. And they said I would drag that fucker all the way back up the stairs and I would do it repeatedly. Now, we can see the effects of that right now. I mean, yeah, when I said I was dropped on my head when I was a kid, I don't know. I think I kind of self-inflicted that son of a bitch. I think I did, man. But that little trike, like, my favorite number was 8. And I remember that for the longest time, I always was infatuated with the number 8. And maybe it's because it looks like the infinity symbol. I'm not sure. Or at least I learned that later in life. But I always loved, you know, the number 8. And the 8 didn't fit on the trike. And on stream, I showed some pictures of this, you know, back when I was streaming. And it's me, a little blonde-haired kid with my fucking name on my chest in balloons and sitting on my trike. And the 8's turned sideways like 2 eyes. And I still remember that fucking thing, man. I used to ride it all over the yard. And I thought about it now. And I think I figured out where I got that love for that trike and that motorcycle was. We used to go out to the sand dunes when I got later in life. Poots, don't fuck up the rug. when we got later in life, man, my dad used to ride these three-wheelers. And this is back when three-wheelers were kind of like a thing. Big paddle tires, man. Guys would go chopping up the dunes, sending big-ass roosters and shit. And I think I was emulating, right? Of course, you're analyzing your surroundings. Motorcycles were everywhere. Poots, come here. Come here, baby. Sorry for the interruption there, but Poots is kind of a poots. You're being a poots today. And the motorcycles were everywhere. My dad used to race flat track. He's a mechanic by nature. He fucking Harleys and Hondas and whatever. There was shit everywhere around the house. I think that's where I got my love, the sound, the smells, you know, all the things that came with, you know, motorcycles and shit. And I think as a young man, I was emulating that shit. And I don't know, it's kind of cool just to kind of think back at some of the dumb shit I would do. Like, I don't know. It was kind of crazy. But that's when I got into skateboarding, too, was on that block. Where did I get that skate? I don't have no idea. Oh, you know what it was? It was two kids that lived in the cul-de-sac, like a half block or a block up. And there were two kids and an old man. And this old man, I still thinking back to this day, he had no business raising two kids. his name was Richard. I remember his name because he had no teeth. He was bald. And he would always yell at one kid, right? And that's where I got the skateboard from, was this one kid, this kid named Tommy. And Tommy and his brother, I don't remember his brother's name. He had black hair. And Tommy was a skinnier kind of like redhead kid. And they would always like chow down the frozen burritos. Right? They were a little bit older than me. You know, I can't really say how many years, but you know, old enough to microwave their own chow. And they would chow down all the burritos, and we'd be fucking around playing, like, in their room and shit. And, you know, they didn't really have much. So it was more just, like, imaginary play. Everybody thought they were Street Fighter type shit. You know what I mean? Like, we'd spar and wrestle and whatever. I mean, these guys literally had like a bed was their clothes. Like it was really like kind of run down. But you know, we'd have a good time. We'd find things to fuck with, man. You know, we'd make bows out of trees, branches and shit. And I remember one day, and this day stuck in my head, is my old man was there. He was having a Coors Light. And we were out in the driveway. We just pulled up. And I hear this man, and two kids come running out of the house. You know, and he's probably tearing ass, trying to whoop some ass, probably trying to deliver some spankings. And he's yelling about these fucking burritos. And all you hear is him, because he has no teeth, he had a hard time with the T's, right? So it'd be, tup, 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 Tommy. Tup, 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 Tommy. And he would do it at the, like full on. And it was just, you hated to laugh, but you knew, like, that Tommy started the shit, and his brother followed suit, and it was just like, and they go hauling ass, you know. And when I say he was older, like in my mind, he seemed like he was like in his 60s, right? And his kids were like 9, 6, you know what I mean? Somewhere in that, I don't really know, but in that range, like we were young enough to not give a fuck about what we wore. You know, we had no sense of self-image. It was all just play. And God damn it, man. Him and that fucking Tommy. Fucking love it, man. I fucking love it. And I don't ever know what happened to those guys. And but we used to do some pretty fun shit. So there's a road as you go a little bit south of there. There was a, this is like this long avenue, this boulevard that went to this park. And on the other side of the road was this like one row of trees. It's like on this sand dune, and it kind of like overlooked the trailer park. And that was our little like fucking kingdom. It was a weird little spot. And it was quite fun. We had fucking forts in there. We had stolen pallets from buildings and places, and nails and hammers from places. I don't even know where the hell we got them, man. We built all these ladders, and these trees were connected, and it was like a fucking like a little ghetto Robin Hood shit going on there. But there was some nefarious shit that would happen in there too. I mean, I remember fucking Tommy throwing glass bottles at traffic as it's going by. Like, he hit one car once, and that fucker pulled that sumbitch over and came over and tuned that kid's ass, threw him in the car, and took him back to his dad's place. And I don't know how it went after that, because we didn't see Tommy for a little while, you know what I'm saying? I think Tommy and Tommy's dad and whoever that guy was must have known Tommy's dad. But yeah, he was on one, bro. I mean, he was, I remember just kind of watching this kid like, are you for real right now? Like, you about to throw that at a grown-up's car? Fuck wrong with you, kid? And I used to spend a lot of time up there by myself too as well. I didn't always hang out with friends. I was a very solace kid sometimes. And I'd go up there and just hang out and just listen to the wind and blowing in the trees, and you know, in a hot fucking desert. Some shade. It's kind of nice. Wherever you can find it, you know what I mean? So, I had a lot of memories from that place. I definitely have a lot of memories from Palm Springs, and that trailer cart was pretty fun. All right, hold on a second here. You know, of course, I got to talk to my dad. Hold up. All right, so welcome back. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. On my way to, you know, on that avenue with them trees where that debauchery used to take place, where I used to just kick back and relax in the shade. That was a road that led to a pool. And this pool was a little bit more in kind of like this, what do you want to call it? You don't want to call it a gated community, but, you know, a community of houses. If you know how California works, there's little outcrops of apartments and shit like that where they have their own private pools and whatnot. And I remember I used to walk past the gate. And on this gate used to grow these little honeysuckles, these little red flowers with a little yellow like stem out the middle. And the bees used to spend a lot of time pollinating these little honeysuckles. And if you pick them off at the right time, you can suck the juice out of the base of the flower out of there. And it's the sweetest nectar, nature's fucking sugar, I swear to God. They were so good. And I would sit there, and I'd be chowing down these little nature's treats. And I remember the kids used to fucking, like, throw shit at me, like beach balls and stuff. Get out of here, you fucking bum. You know what I mean? Like, and this was young. This was like young, but it was the haves. Fucking with the have-nots. It was very, very distinct, and it was very memorable. Like, yo, I'm just, like, enjoying, like, this free candy right here. Fuck is your problem? You know? I remember thinking, like, the fuck is your problem? Like, let me in that pool. Let me in that pool, boy. I bet I drowned. No, I wouldn't have. But, you know, as a kid, you know, it was very distinct, that moment. And one thing that wasn't distinct about, you know, that pool was that's where I actually learned to swim. See, my father had eventually made some friends, you know, around the area because, I don't know, that's maybe he was a social butterfly. I fucking have no idea, but we ended up somehow at some point in there, you know, and I remember sitting on the chair and I was just, like, staring at the pool. My old man's like, you know how to swim? And I'm thinking to myself now, like, the fuck, Pop? Like, we ain't never gone anywhere. Do we live in a desert? There ain't no damn water. Like, thinking about it now, like, fuck kind of question was that, bro? But without hesitation, without any sort of, like, it's the fucking 80s. He grabbed me by the back of my shirt. In the back of my fucking ass, and he launched me into the pool. And I tell you what, that flight felt like I flew to Miami, okay? I felt like a Pink Floyd song on Too Much Acid. That was the longest flight I think I've taken in a long time to memory. When I hit that water, it wasn't panic, which was odd. Like, I had no fear of, like, drowning. I mean, I took to the water instantaneously. I was able to manipulate the water and swim naturally. And at that very fucking moment, I realized how much my connection with water was. And it's going to sound fucking weird. You know, it's going to sound, what do you want, faux pas or fake as fuck. But I do remember that. I do remember that feeling that I was floating and I swam. I swam that whole fucking day. Like, they literally had to drag me out of that pool because I was in a zone. And I do love water. I do love swimming. I mostly love the ocean, but I don't know, man. Just that connection with water was instantaneous and it's been there. And it's still with me now. I mean, even when I get in times a moment of stress or distress, or I can take my dumb ass down to the lake and that shit just washes away. So I think that's where that came from, right? Was that initial shock and awe, you know, thrown into a mix and just fucking sink or swim. And it was swim. It was all swim. And I fucking loved it. I exercised going to that person's house and they would give me their little key. Like, I literally knock on the door and the dude would hand me the key and I just haul ass to them. And I was such a good swimmer. I mean, you want to talk about holding your breath and all, you know, diving. And I tell you what, those kids were silent, putting them to fucking shame because they see they weren't the bullies anymore. They were under excelling. They were playing around in the shallow end while I'm fucking around in the deep end. And I never retaliated against them. I never had any sort of sauce in my veins to deal with those fucking kids. I just outperformed him. There's a question though that brings up though is I don't remember going to school. I don't ever, in the time that I lived there, remember ever going to school. I have no memory of school. The only memories I have of that area are, you know, that trailer, that cul-de-sac, those botches of trees, and spending time out in the dunes, riding three-wheelers and fucking going to these little parties. My dad would have like these soirees of campfires and, well, bonfires actually in the middle of the desert, and people riding their bikes and four-wheeling trucks. And yeah, it was different. There's a lot of shit that happened in that fucking trailer. It's like the trailer was like, that was my childhood, was that fucking trailer. I remember my old man used to play guitar in his room. And some days I would just sit and watch him, like, you know, intrigued by the sound of a guitar. Acoustically, he'd just be in there just strumming away. I think that was kind of like his de-stress, right? You're talking about a single man, you know, two kids. He probably was in there just fucking getting his zen on, smoking a fucking joint and fucking playing his guitar. I don't know. But I remember hearing it, and it would stick with me as I would move around the house. But man, I used to cause some fucking trouble in that house. I remember, let's see. It was a Christmas, and it was one of the few Christmases I could remember that we had presents under a tree. And I'm not sure if it was his girlfriend or what was going on there, but I fucked that Christmas up to no end, okay? I was devilish that Christmas. To my memory, that was the only time we had ever had a tree with some presents under it. And I think the temptation was enough for me to get nefarious, right? Like, ooh, like the honeysuckles, man. I'm just going to pick them. I'm just going to eat them. And I proceeded to cause a distraction. It is pretty funny, but so in his room, he had a VCR and a TV. And out on the other end of the trailer was the tree and the presents in the living room with the furniture. So I proceeded in the morning, during breakfast, to take a bowl of oatmeal by spoon, and shove it into his VCR, right? In his room. I shit you not. I took that whole bowl of oatmeal into that fucking VCR. And he found it, of course, because it was fucking oatmeal dripping out the front, and he's fucking pissed. He's fucking pissed. I got an ass whooping. I tell you what, my backside, I didn't sit straight for a week. But I knew it was coming, right? I kind of provoked this. So as he went out to get another VCR from wherever you get VCRs from back in the day, and I proceeded to open all the presents with my fucking name while my red ass is laying on the living room floor, opening up my presents. It was way worse when he got home. Like, all those presents, I never got them. I never seen a fucking one of them. Like, they just disappeared. I didn't get spanked. I didn't get grounded. Just, you motherfucker, I'm just taking this shit back. Like, it's pretty nefarious, man, if you think about it. Like, that's a pretty low-level planning. Oh, man. And I guess I used to do shit like that when I was real, real little. Like, high chair little. My parents would tell me, you know, later in life that while I'm sitting in my high chair, I used to just knock shit off, right? Anything they would put in front of me, I'd off the fucking, and I'd watch it fall and hit the kitchen floor, and they literally started like super gluing suction cups to my plates, to my bowls. And from what I'm told, I figured out a way to Jimmy underneath the suction cup with like a spoon or a fork. So they would just add more suction cups. And from what they said, like my plate, you know, like the little plates, you know, but anyway, would have like 8 or 9 of these fucking things. And in order to get me to sit there long enough to give up, they had just had to keep multiplying so that I'd get defeated from prying it off and trying to launch it off the fucking tray. Like, woo. Jesus. I mean, I was addicted to the deep end of the pool. I mean, I guess it all makes sense. I think a lot of this shit just kind of makes sense later in life. Like, oh, some of this laughter brings tears to my eyes, and it's not tears of sadness. It's just when I get to laughing, and oh my God. Whew. So yeah, so that's just so, you know, so a couple of the stories, man, on Too Raw, Too Real Tuesday about some of the dumb shit I used to do, you know, in living in this fucking trailer park as a real young man. Like, I wasn't the best of kids. Riding my little skateboard around, fucking on, you know, kneeling down on one knee and eating shit. Oh, I remember that too. It hit a rock and skidded off like half of my face. Oh, that was fucking brutal. Like, again, that was back to, I think I was riding to Tommy's house, and yeah, I never made it to Tommy's house, but I do remember my face looking like a piece of beef jerky. I'm still here though, man. I just dusted it off. Like, who knows? I mean, all I remember is the crash. I don't remember anything after that, like, or how I acted or felt after that. Like, it literally just wasn't shit. And I think that was kind of the time. I think it was a difference in raising. It was a difference in the whole country entirely. You know, everything about that was completely polar opposites from the way it is today. And I guess thinking about like that stuff and that kind of comedy and those kinds of like little, like going out to the Joshua Tree fucking and watching the owls and shit, you know, they get a park, it's called Joshua Tree, you know, these like landmines of owl vomit where they're just murdering little rodents. It's the weirdest shit. But I mean, it was all these little like fun things in between the turmoil. Because I'm going to end this story on a little bit of like of a hardship memory in between all of that. See, remember when I talked about that big ass door? See, that was the last place I seen my mother when they split up. It was this huge fight. I remember all this yelling and screaming. And I remember her standing in that door as I was sitting in the kitchen. And I don't remember anything but her face, just the outline of her standing there crying as she closed the door. Very strange. Very, 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 very strange thing to remember. And we didn't reunite until like, I don't know, probably about 20 years later. Probably about 20 years later, we didn't reunite. But I knew who it was because of the silhouette. And that's a strange thing. When you think about it, the things that we soak in when we're children were, some were bad, some were good. And memory's a hell of a thing, right? It's such a subconscious tool. Because to this day, if she was just a shadow, I would remember her outline from just that one moment in that trailer. In Palm Springs, California, when her and my old man separated, where I had some of the greatest times as a kid, as a real young man. So it's, you see what I'm saying? You see, maybe by the story or by sharing some of these experiences, these are choices as we file through this fucking index of weird shit that we may or may not have gone through. And it's quite compelling to be here now, to be alive right now, talking to you and telling you about these things. I want to appreciate you guys, man. I really do. Thanks for coming out for Too Raw, Too Real Tuesday. We got to get amped up. We got to get fired up. We got to find where Poots is. Oh, she's in her chair, her new fucking throne. So yeah, I got to watch her now. I got to pay attention. Make sure she's not into shit. The other day I came home and she was chewing on a piece of tape. I'm like, no! Don't eat that, kid. What's the matter with you? Well, thanks for tuning in, man. We're going to catch you guys on Thursday. This is probably, you're doing some election shit. If you are, just be safe out there, okay? I don't give a fuck who you choose or what you choose. I'm just looking forward to you returning to your social feed and regular conversations can resume without you regurgitating somebody else's thoughts, feelings, or faux pas plans for the country, okay? I look forward to seeing you guys. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace, love, and chicken grease, and as always, man, be good to yourself. Be good to others. I'll catch y'all as motherfuckers real soon.